This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas County District Attorney Susan Hawk has made her first extended public appearance since last week's news. That's when she acknowledged that she took time off from her campaign to enter a treatment center for problems with powerful painkillers. She lectured last night at Southern Methodist University. D.A. Hawk's lecture was more a Q&A with SMU Law School Dean Jennifer Collins. School representatives told reporters that Hawk would tackle the back pain and treatment issues right off.
It's been a very challenging week, but I'm very excited to be here and get to talk about the good things that we have been doing and what we are doing at the Dallas County District Attorney's Office. I think the one lesson or the most important thing that I know that when you stand on the truth, you never fall down.
That was it. That's the closest Hawk came to addressing the controversial events of last week, which also included firing her second in command. Weeks earlier, her administrative chief left under pressure. Maybe Hawk was following her own advice, offered to SMU law students.
You have your instincts. Trust your gut. Trust your gut. It never steers you wrong. That's probably the best advice I can give.
That satisfied Thomas Gebert, a businessman who was outside after the talk.
I won't try to second guess her. You know, she made decisions. Were they the best decisions? I don't know. She's running the office, she's the DA, and she has to make those decisions.
Gebert is a Democrat who voted for Republican Hawk, but identifies with her, saying he's been in tough spots too.
Sometimes you become a victim of the system itself. The reason that we are as strong as we are a country of laws. And when it's not perfect, and she may not be perfect, but I'm still supporting her.
Hawk may need support like Gebert's to weather the current controversy. She says she'll keep her promise to hold community forums around the county, with the next in Pleasant Grove later this month. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.